This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 284 for Friday, February 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were down sharply on Friday, taking back yesterday's gains on ideas that rally was overdone. Canola down $20 to over $60. The May contract down $51.60 at $1,000.40 per ton. The grain and oilseed markets remain highly volatile, with all eyes focused on the developing situation in Ukraine. Chicago soy oil and other world vegetable oil markets were down hard today, with crude oil also weaker. Meanwhile, the Canadian dollar is stronger, and that added to the soft tone in canola. The May contract dropped below its 20-day moving average for the first time in a week, and that contributed to the selling pressure, with some speculative stops likely hit on the way down. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all sharply lower, soybeans posting double-digit losses as investors continue to try and get a better handle on the situation in Ukraine and what it means for the grains and oilseeds. The May soybean contract down 69 cents at the final bell at $15.84 per bushel. Speculative positioning ahead of the week and month end was a feature. However, solid export demand did help provide some support. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of just over 2 million tons of old and new crop business combined. Flash sales this morning of 334,000 tons to China and an additional 285,000 tons to unknown destinations were also reported. Weather conditions in South America remained a background feature as Brazilian farmers move ahead with their harvest. Corn caught up in the broad sell-off as well, losing 34 cents in the May contract at $6.55 per bushel. But just as in beans, solid export demand was a bit supportive, with just over a million tons of old crop business and an additional 117,000 tons of new crop reported by the USDA. Wheat, it's down sharply, as traders also reacting to the situation in Ukraine. Minneapolis spring wheat down 60 cents in the May contract at $9.60 per bushel. Kansas City down 75 cents in May at $8.91 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 75 cents as well in May at $8.59 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at just over 500,000 tons, with new crop business of an additional 169,000 tons. Sanctions against Russia could limit grain movement out of that region, which would open the door for more U.S. business. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, February 25th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.